USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon ahead of a series of diplomatic talks in January over Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine. The call was requested by Vladimir Putin. Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty.
A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces a maximum sentence of 65 years behind bars. The verdict comes more than 2 years after Epstein took his own life while in jail awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted Epstein's death is in dispute. Both the FBI and the Department of Justice Inspector General have ongoing investigations surrounding his demise. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With joy, hope, and happiness that comes with the Christmas season, so does debt. And this year, as inflation is out of control, that debt might be higher than you think.
The average American is owing more than $1,200 after this holiday season. Fears of the Omicron variant and higher prices didn't stop holiday shoppers from going big this season. LendingTree says more than a third of consumers reported they spent more than they could afford. While most put the debit on their credit cards, nearly 40% used the buy now, pay later financing to help spread out expenses. This type of payment method grew in popularity during the increase of online shopping during the pandemic. However, it's been found that installment buying encourages consumers to spend more than they can afford. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A White House COVID-19 briefing Wednesday revealed a paper from the University of Edinburgh that suggests Omicron has a two-thirds reduction in the risk of COVID-19 hospitalizations.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the federal government admits the pandemic fight needs to be at the state level, the mandates issued from the White House are unconstitutional and an overreach by the Biden administration. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem is leading the pushback and tells Fox News this issue will be another wake-up call as the Supreme Court gets involved next week.
Well, I'm thrilled that President Biden is finally agreeing with me. We have asked him to back off of these mandates. We have told him, and now we're suing him in court. Frankly, the federal government doesn't have the authority to take these types of actions. By requiring people to get vaccinated for their job or to receive federal funding or if they want to have a contract with the federal government or even participate in Head Start contracts. So we are suing him in court, and those will be heard within a week in the Supreme Court. We're looking forward to those being heard because we'll win. And I think the president does know that he's on very shaky ground here. It's interesting to me for him to say that the federal government isn't the answer, that the answer has to come from the states, when that's exactly what us as governors have been asking to let us do. Let us have the flexibility. Let us use personal responsibility. Trust our people to make the right decisions. So South Dakota has done that all along, and we've proven that it works. And I'm hopeful that President Biden will back off and start focusing on what his job actually is.
Six new dinosaurs, an Indian beetle named after Larry the Cat, a dozen crustaceans were among 552 new species identified by scientists at the Natural History Museum this year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.